Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of What's Stopping You. I'm your host, Kelsey Jones. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're having an incredible, incredible week. I actually, as you listen to this, I'm pre-recording this, obviously, but as you listen to this, I am spending my week in sunny Los Angeles, so I'm super excited to be having some relaxation time and some time to just, like, have fun and, like, be carefree. If you guys haven't been following me on the podcast Instagram, you wouldn't know that I finished up my job this past week on Friday, June 4th. I completed my job and then I am starting my new job, which will be based in New York City, but I'll be working remotely for just a couple months until I get all moved and switched over to living in New York. So I'll be working that remotely. So I start that in another week. So by the time the next episode comes out, I'll have started that job. But I had a week off between the two jobs, which is so, so exciting to have some time where I literally have nothing to worry about in the back of my head. Like, I was thinking about this and I was like, when was the last time I went on a vacation where there was literally nothing else in the back of my head to worry about? Like, in terms of school or work or anything like that. Like, last time I went on vacation was obviously spring break. I went to Miami, and in the back of my head, you know, I was thinking about assignments and I was thinking about meetings at work and stuff like that. Like, obviously you take time to enjoy yourself when you go on vacation, but when is the last time that you went on a vacation or took time for yourself when there is literally nothing stressing you out? Like, it's going to be pretty amazing. I'm hoping that, you know, obviously it is the Sunday before I am leaving, but I'm hoping that I'm having such a beautiful, carefree time with one of my closest friends who lives out there and I'm visiting her. And so, yeah, I'm just super excited to have a week off and just fully recharge. And I feel like recently, and this kind of ties into why I am talking about this topic today, but recently I've been having so much free time, and sometimes it can really get me down because, as y'all know, knowing me from this podcast, I am such a go, go, go person. I'm very extroverted. I like to be social. I like to have a busy calendar, and it's hard for me to, like, slow down. And I think, honestly, like, having so much free time these days has been hard, but in the most challenging and, like, growth-oriented way possible. And it's really, like, changed my perspective on so many things and made me realize, like, areas of my life that I want to explore or want to get better at. Or, you know, like, it's kind of crazy how, like, when life slows down that you are able to, like, take a step back and see the bigger picture of things instead of being so tunnel visioned on working on work or working on, you know, school or your career or your family or whatever, you know, your goals and sights are set on. I think it's awesome to have, like, a time in my life, even though it's going to be relatively short, but just, like, taking a step back and not only prioritizing myself and, like, taking care of myself and my mind and getting enough sleep and getting to the gym every day and stuff like that. And I don't feel guilty about that because I genuinely have the time, but also, like, through that and through so much time alone, I have discovered so much about myself, and, like, I feel like it's a new period of rebirth for me. I've been talking to people and I'm just like, you know what? I want the version of Kelsey that New York City gets to have to be the best yet in so many ways. And so I feel like the next couple months before I go will just be a time of grinding on my own personal development in a new way that I never even thought about. Like, I've obviously preached all the time on this podcast about, like, working on your career or working on, you know, tangible goals, financial goals, stuff like that. But I'm just taking a step back and realizing, like, there's more to working on yourself than working on a career or a hobby or, you know, some tangible thing. Like, there is so much to learn just within yourself and about yourself. And so I feel like that is the time period that I'm living in right now. And so that kind of ties in nicely to an exciting thing that happened to me this past week that kind of just sparked the whole idea for this episode. And I was having one of those moments where I was just being really self-reflective, and a thought came to my mind about a podcast episode I recorded last year called 21 Manifestations for My 21st Year or something along those lines. And for those of you who don't know, it is my 22nd birthday this month, so I feel like the whole birthday vibes are in the air. But I was thinking about that episode because I was like, oh yeah, I recorded that episode. And I was just like, I wonder what I was hoping for, you know? And I feel like I've been so caught up in like the here and the now and what I'm going through and dealing with currently, the good and the bad. But I was like, you know, I wonder, like, looking back from a year ago, like what kind of life I wanted to be living. And you guys, like I have a podcast like notebook where I write all my episode notes and outlines. I like physically handwrite them and it's so helpful. I literally have it in front of me as I talk through this, but I have every single episode like handwritten out my notes from the very first episode. And so I don't go back and look at them a ton, like all my notes, but for some reason I was just like really feeling like I should go back and look at my notes from that episode and see what the 21 things I was manifesting were. And you guys, it was one of the craziest moments of my life. I looked back at that episode or the notes. I haven't listened to the episode. I feel like I should. Maybe I will when I'm on the plane to LA, but literally I think 19 of them came true. I don't know. Something about that just hits different. Like it just makes me so happy to know that what I desired a year ago is so in line with who I am now. And that just segues into this episode because I have so much more faith in myself now that what I want I can achieve and that it is what is right for me. And so we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go into today's episode about intuition, just what it is and how we can channel it. But I just had like such a crazy moment. I literally was voice memoing all my friends like, oh my gosh, the craziest thing just happened, and just telling them about all the things in that episode that had come true and how they had come true. And I was just taken aback, honestly, because I am so proud of the fact that everything that I wanted generally, I mean, there were a couple things that didn't materialize, but that doesn't mean that they won't. Like, they're still in the works, so it still gives me hope. But I was just taken aback by how much of that came true, and that it was just so much of a confidence booster to me, being like, you know, if I write another one of these lists, especially for moving into my season of moving to New York, I just know with such confidence that like whatever I desire, like I can achieve. And that was just the biggest thing for me, that like there are some parts of my life obviously that I'm not happy about or I feel like I'm not excelling at. And I just know like if I can write it down and pray about it and, you know, put my mind to it, like I genuinely can achieve anything that I want to. And so I just want to put that out there and put that energy out for you guys, because I think just like hearing about other people and their dreams and just how things just come true for them is a really great reminder to just know that like whatever you want to do with your life, whatever feels natural and right, and like the goals that you have for yourself, like whatever that is, like that is so valid and it can definitely come true. It doesn't matter how it's going to work out. Like it really doesn't. It's just has to do with you being willing to dream big and look ahead and push forward. And so that was kind of this week's midweek motivation before I even announced that it was going to be. But I just wanted to set out this reminder that whatever your goals are, whatever your life path is, they are so valid, regardless of if they're similar to mine, regardless of if they're completely a 180 from mine. Just knowing that whatever that is, it can come true for you too. And we are all progressing differently. We're all growing at different rates. This year has been such an incredible year of growth and loss. And I personally think that it has prepared me for what I'm stepping into in this next year. And I'm just so excited to like have all of that knowledge and all of that achievement, like, you know, in my wheelhouse so that I can move into, you know, this next part of my life with confidence, knowing that whatever I want, I know that I can get myself there. You know, it might not happen on the timeline that I want it to happen. It might not happen in the exact way that I want it to happen, but it will happen. And it's kind of funny looking back at some of those manifestations, and like the core of manifestation obviously is just like accepting that you can write out what you want or you can speak what you desire into existence, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen in the way that you expect it. And so it was kind of funny because some of the things that were on that list, I know that like my intention for what I had written down was not exactly what materialized, but at the end of the day, it kind of still materialized. So anyway, that was a big rant. It's already been 11 minutes, but I just wanted to talk about intuition this week because I feel like that was just a crazy moment where I wrote all of those down knowing like deep down in my like soul that this is what I wanted and this is what I could go out and get. And look, here I am a year later knowing that all of these things have come true for me. And so it just gives me, again, that confidence to trust myself and my intuition. So I want to talk about that with you guys. So let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, so I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard about what intuition is. I'm sure I don't need to go on a big, long explanation about what it is, but the dictionary definition, just to set us up for success, is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. So it is that innate, instinctive, and inescapable gut feeling. And I think it's interesting to note that it is a emotional reasoning and not a logical reasoning. And you know, you might think like emotional reasoning is like a contradicting statement, but essentially that's what it is. Like we just have like feelings, like we have feelings and then we just know, like whatever it might be, you know, in any situation, it's like instinctual. And I think it's really, really cool that like as humans, we have that ability that, you know, we don't know why we might feel a certain way about something, but it is important to trust that regardless of if it makes sense or not. And so I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but I think it's important to recognize that our intuition is always telling us something, again, whether or not it makes sense, whether or not we understand it, whether or not we like it, you know? Like, I think the happiest I have been in my life are the times when I have trusted my gut, regardless of if it makes sense, if it's feasible, if other people are gonna hate me for it or not, or support it or not. I guess hate is like a really dramatic way to put things, but like whether or not other people are gonna support me or not, like following your intuition is so, so, so valuable because not only does it create more confidence in yourself, but also makes you understand that there are things out there that just make sense because they make sense and it doesn't have to make real sense, if that makes sense. Okay, I'm literally not making sense. I need to stop using that phrase. But you know how like things just like can click for you and it doesn't have a rhyme or a reason to it, but it just does. That is your intuition telling you something. And I think it's so important to dig into that and to follow that. And I want to just like throw this, I don't know if it's a disclaimer, but this thought out there that I feel like it's widely accepted that we all as humans like have some sort of conscious, but I think depending on like what type of spirituality you follow or your religion, like you might have other ideas about what intuition is. So whether or not you're Christian or Muslim or Jewish or like all of that kind of thing, I think it's important to recognize like what resonates for you. Like for me personally, obviously I am Christian. I believe in God and I personally believe my intuition is guided by the Holy Spirit. But I also totally like to each their own, you know, kind of thing. So I also want to preface that this episode is totally able to be taken in any way that works for you and makes you feel confident in those gut feelings. So this is not a whole spiritual episode, but I think there are real tangible things that you can do to really hone in on your intuition and listen to it, whatever you think that comes from, whatever you think that is. I think there are many, many ways that work for many, many reasonings behind what your intuition is. So just a little disclaimer, but again, I think knowing that we all have this kind of inner voice that is speaking to us, that knows things that we don't logically understand, but we somehow emotionally understand, is a really cool realization because it allows you to live your life in a way that you don't have to feel like you constantly have to make sense out of everything, you know? Like, sometimes things just make sense because they make sense and they feel right, you know? Like, but yeah, I think it's cool to recognize like how intuition can guide us, and it really is a gift that we should tap into if we can. So now I'm going to go into kind of how we can learn from our intuition and how we can tangibly channel that inner voice. So I think just when we trust our intuition, we can more faithfully take risks and make decisions without it needing to make 100% sense. And I think just like getting to the point in your own like personal growth journey or just your own life journey, you know, you don't even have to put a label on it, but just like your own self-discovery, that you don't feel like the need to please everybody and you don't feel the need to validate yourself for everyone, or you don't need to, I don't know, like you don't feel the need to justify yourself. I think that's the word I was looking for. Like, you just know that you are who you are and you are good enough just as you were made. And I think when we get to that point, that is like the perfect opportunity to start honing in on your ability to trust your intuition. Because when you know that you are good just as you are able to kind of listen to that inner voice and recognize, you know, even if it makes no sense to people around me to move to New York City, like it just feels right to me and I'm gonna do it. And I think that just allows you to take so many more positive risks. Like, obviously this move to New York could be a ginormous risk for me. I mean, 1,000,000% financially and like geographically, you know, I'm not gonna be near my family. It's gonna cost a lot of money. Like, there's so many risks associated with this, but overall, like, I just feel such a intuitive sense of like peace and just knowing that this is right for me, that it allows me to more faithfully and continually take risks without it needing to make sense to other people. And I don't feel like I need to justify it to anybody anymore. And that is just the most freeing feeling. So I think also when we get to the point of trusting our intuition and like we see, you know, that it works, that it makes you realize like I don't need anybody to agree with my decisions. If it feels right to me and it works for me, then who cares what anybody else thinks? So I think that's just really freeing. And I know a lot of us struggle with people pleasing or just wanting other people to like us or accept our decisions. And I think it's important to find freedom from that because your intuition might be contradicting what other people want you to do. And I think there's a powerful reason behind that. It might be calling you to do more. So I also think that trusting your intuition is easier the more that you do it. And it's this idea of like your confidence is like a cycle. So like the more you trust your intuition, the more confidence you have in yourself. And then the more confidence you have in yourself, the more you'll trust your intuition. And then the more confidence you'll have, you know, it's a never ending like upward spiral, in my opinion. And so I think I'm going to go now into kind of some of the ways that we can start to hear that inner voice. But I think the more that you try to actively do this and act on it and listen to it and like kind of flesh it out, and the more that we will be confident in who we are and knowing that the things that we think and the things that we want are good enough regardless of what anybody else thinks. So I think just having that leap of faith where we, you know, trust our intuition even on something small, and then, you know, it comes true or it works out, then that kind of boosts our confidence and we can work on it with something a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger until we're taking literally life-altering risks like moving across the country. But it just feels so right, and I just know that it's going to work out and it's going to boost my confidence even more once it all works out for me. So I'm sure this is the part of the episode that you really want to hear, because now that I have hyped up why you need to listen to your intuition and that your intuition is really telling you something that you should be hearing, you probably are wondering, like, how do I listen to it? How do I channel it? How do I get that? Because I feel like a lot of people I've talked to, actually, they understand what I mean by like gut feelings. I feel like we all have that collective experience, but a lot of people are like, I don't really know why I have these gut feelings or like what they mean or like how to channel it in a way that you can begin to listen more to it so you can begin to understand it. And I feel like there's like not a ton of like rhyme or reason again to all of these intuitive feelings. Again, it's like emotional response and not necessarily a logical response, but over time as we try to listen to it more, we can begin to reason our way around like, okay, what does all of these emotional responses mean? And that allows us to take decisive action on our intuition. So ways that I personally like to listen to my intuition are meditating. Now, I'm not very good at this, and I would say that this is not at the top of my priority list. And some of these actually I got from the internet, so I'm not 100% sure if all of these work, but I wanted to throw some extras in here for you guys if, you know, the ones that I like to do don't resonate, like, totally cool. Meditating is one of them, and I completely understand why. I'm just terrible at meditating because my mind runs at a million miles a minute, and maybe that's why I need to meditate. But meditating just allows you to clear your mind and just like recognize what thoughts surface. And I feel like just having that clear space to just sit there wherever you are, whether it be out in nature, in your bedroom, in your office, you know, wherever, and just like see what comes up, you can begin to see patterns of thoughts and understand, okay, what am I thinking about this topic or like what is actually on my mind? Because when you meditate, the first things that pop up always are like things that are subconsciously on your mind that you didn't know were bothering you or you've been suppressing or stuff like that. And we can begin to kind of recognize patterns or, you know, understand how we feel about things that we haven't fully thought about. So I think meditating is a powerful one that maybe I will be trying more of, but again, I don't do that regularly. So let me know if you do, and if you want to nail into my brain why I should meditate, please do that, because I need more reasons because I don't do it. The next thing is journaling, and I like to do stream of consciousness journaling, which is literally when I don't use a prompt and I just like start typing whatever is on my brain. So I'll, you know, I usually start typing about my day just to like get me going or what I've been up to, and then feelings will come out or thoughts will come out, and I just start writing about the randomest stuff. And so it's kind of like meditating but written down. So whatever thoughts pop up in my head, I write them down. So I could be writing a sentence about how I feel about a friendship that I have, and then 5 seconds later I'm thinking about, you know, a business that I want to start, and I will write about that. And so I think journaling has been really cool to look back on too, to understand like how is my brain working and like what are patterns of thoughts that I'm having that I should be paying more attention to. And I think that's the biggest key in all of these, is that it just allows you to recognize thoughts that you're having that you don't really understand why, but you can begin to reason your way into what you should do about them. And I think that's really powerful. The next thing is just creative outlets. So whether that be painting, drawing, podcasting, YouTube, you know, whatever kind of creative outlet that you have, I feel like I learn so much from all of these creative outlets that it allows me to think in new ways and understand new concepts that I never really have paid attention to. And I think one thing I love about this podcast is it allows me to expand my mind into thinking about, again, yeah, topics that I had never really considered. And so I think the same thing with other creative outlets, like it allows you to make space for new ideas and new thoughts. And that is where your intuition lives, in the unknown of like what else is possible, what else is out there for you to think and to believe and to know, and then therefore to act upon. So creative outlets are awesome. Another one that I found on the internet that I am not 100% sure about, but is dreams. And I feel like I'm not sure if I believe that dreams really mean anything. I watched this like Netflix, I think it was like an explained episode about dreams. And basically the scientific like understanding of dreams is that we have like our prefrontal cortex, which is like our reasoning part of our brain, and we have our, I think, hypothalamus, which is our like creative, like imaginative part of our brain. I could have all that wrong, but basically there was an analogy that I was understanding that like, think about your brain as like a desk, and like throughout the day, you know, when you're awake, like you are doing all of these things. So imagine everything that you do as being like a new piece of paper on your desk. So like you need to go to that meeting, and then you need to brush your teeth, and then you need to change your clothes, and then you need to listen to that podcast, and you need to do X, Y, and Z, cook dinner, go to the park, hang out with your friend, like all of these things. Like think about all the information and stimulation and like things that you are taking in every single day, like all that information. And then in your dreams, it's like looking at your messy desk every day, and then storing all of your information that you just had put down into filing cabinets. So you, when you dream every day, it's like taking that messy desk and categorizing things and filing things away. And so that's why I'm like, do your dreams mean anything? Because your dream is like a mix of like, as you are going through that process of cleaning that desk of a bunch of papers, you know how like you go through like a bunch of sorting, and like the sorting doesn't make sense until it makes sense and it's fully filed away. Like that sorting process is your dream. So that's why like we dream about the randomest combination of things, but it's really from stimulation that we've gotten into our brain that we might not even consciously like know we've received. But I don't know. I feel like just having like a dream journal could be a cool experience, because it allows you to like recognize patterns in your dreams. And then you could be like, okay, if I have the same recurring dream or same person showing up in my dream or same whatever happening in my dream, like what does that mean? And like understanding what you can do about it, what your brain is telling you from that. And again, like I feel like there isn't a lot of science behind what dreams are. So like, I don't know if this has any validity, but I don't know if it resonates with you, it resonates with you. But if you guys know more about dreams, I would love to know. But I hope that analogy made sense. But yeah, people say just like dream journaling or just like recognizing patterns in dreams is a cool way to listen to your intuition. So take that for what you will, but that is another one. Another one is just time in nature, and I completely agree with this. I feel like I have had some of the most reflective moments when I'm walking on, there's a trail like by my apartment. There's like a nice river and a trail that goes like 10 miles around it. It's amazing. And I have had some of my most powerful thoughts while I'm just walking by myself on that trail. And so whether it be sitting in a park, walking on a trail, sitting, you know, in nature somehow, like I think just having time in nature and just letting my mind roam has been a huge source of just inspiration and, you know, listening to that inner voice and knowing like what I really want for myself and like knowing what I actually think about things. And I think that's been one of the best part about just having so much free time these days, is that I can fully slow down and listen to exactly what I want instead of all of these things that people think make me think that I want. And so it's just allowed me to really focus on, okay, like who am I? What do I want outside of what anybody else thinks of me? And time in nature alone has been such a good tool for me to do that. And so I highly recommend that. And also brisk walking is great exercise. So I highly recommend. The next one is just like reflecting on and learning from the past. And like, I do believe like you shouldn't live in the past 100%, but I think the idea of like dwelling on the past is not as harmful as one might think. And it just depends on your mindset. I think looking back on the past and like really analyzing things and understanding where you went wrong or what you wish you would have done is really an important way to learn and grow and not repeat history. I think that's just kind of the point, is just not allowing yourself to repeat history. But yeah, I think don't let it get to the point where you're just like so upset and caught up about what happened that it brings you down. But I think it's important to like take time to recognize your role in things or what you wish you could have done differently and like how you can use that information to change your life in the present. Because again, I think as long as you're reflecting and learning from the past in order to change and grow in the present, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Fight me if you disagree, but that is one thing that I feel like I'm going through right now, that I am trying not to dwell on the past in the harmful sense where I'm just like living in the past and I'm just upset about past things, but I am trying to consciously make the decision to recognize, you know, stuff happens, what can I do to learn from this and what can I do to make it better in the future. Another thing that I found on the internet, which I think is really cool and I'm going to try, is repetitive movements. So on the internet, it was saying like some examples of like chopping carrots or walking or playing the piano or something like that. Like repetitive movements are kind of like giving your cognitive brain a break, because like once you get into the rhythm of like walking, like you don't really need to think about walking anymore. And so I think it might also like have to do with meditation too. Like you're thinking about your breath and then you can just let the thought of your breath go, and then you can open up kind of your mind beyond just like the cognitive analytical side of your brain. But I think on the article that I was reading, it said like repetitive movements allow you to like think more creatively and also just allow you to notice kind of what your thoughts are beyond just like the action that you're performing in that current moment. So I don't know about that one, but maybe give it a try. Let me know how it goes. I'm definitely going to try it. I think it might also have to do with like, you know, the walking thing. Like it's just like engaging in that repetitive movement allows you to open up your mind to your thoughts and not just being in the moment thinking about exactly what you're doing. Because, you know, when you repeat something over and over again, it like becomes second nature, that kind of thing. And then the last one is kind of goes back to what I was saying about that cyclical confidence intuition situation. Just like knowing yourself and your values and like getting super clear on who you are and what you want and what you believe is just like the best way to know how to trust your intuition. Because me knowing who I am and what I want for my life and what I believe in, I just know like every time I have gut feelings, like I know I should follow it because I am 100% sure in those moments that they will align with what I am and who I want to be. And so I think just having that confidence to know yourself, know your values, and just know how you want to shape your life is just probably the most powerful way, in my opinion, to really trust and listen to your intuition. Because whenever you have those thoughts or those feelings that like don't make a ton of sense, but you just like feel like it's what you should do, like following that and knowing that you are thinking that for a reason based on who you are and what you believe and what you value is just, it's so powerful. And I think overall, like we've been given this intuition for a powerful reason. And if you aren't listening into it, you might be missing out. I really feel like so much of my life that I have created for myself from the past like year and a half or 2 years, like since starting this podcast, like a lot of it was just intuition. Like it just felt like it was the right thing to do, whether that be moving to New York or starting this podcast or, you know, stuff that happened in college or whatever it is. I don't know. It just like felt right. And so I think now that I have done all of these things, it's built my confidence again to the point where I follow those gut feelings because I know that it will guide me towards something that is aligned with my values and kind of helps me continually act in ways that align with who I am. So wrapping up, I know I don't do challenges too much anymore, but I wanted to set one out for you guys. I think, like I said earlier, time in nature is my number one tip. And I challenge you guys, and I'm actually going to do this for myself as soon as I stop recording, and I'm going to actually edit the podcast, but I'm later tonight going to do this. So you guys can do it too. I will have done it. I will report to y'all on how it goes. But I challenge you guys to sit in silence wherever that is. I'm personally going to do it outside because I think being in nature is the best. So I would recommend doing it in nature, but if it's a rainy day or if, you know, your room is where you're more comfortable or, you know, anywhere, it could be in your car, but I challenge you to just sit in silence and think and just look at, you know, the trees, look at your surroundings, just like take everything in and just like see where your mind goes. And if you want to, you can write it down. For me personally, I actually like to not write it down and just see like what recurs in my mind later when I'm actually journaling, because sometimes you'll have a passing thought and it'll like come and go, but I don't necessarily like, it doesn't necessarily mean anything like powerful for me. But when I recognize like something comes up in my mind just over and over again, that's when I'll write it down. So if you want to immediately write it down in like stream of consciousness journal, you can. But I encourage you to just like sit in silence in nature and just think and see what comes to mind. And then you can go back later and kind of try to retrace your steps, think about what you were thinking about and kind of rationalize, okay, like I was feeling this way, or I felt like I should be doing this, or like this is something I've been thinking about that I really haven't paid much attention to, and like what can I do to act on that? And I really feel like there's a lot to learn from that. So I'm gonna go try doing that later today and just see what comes to mind. I'll let you guys know maybe on the story, just kind of share my story of my evening. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you found some value in it. If you have not already, be sure to rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It helps so much, even if you want to just press 5 stars and not even write a review. And I just wanted to set this out there before I go that June for me is a crazy, crazy month, but I'm going to try to stay consistent on the podcast and on Instagram. I really, really am. So expect an episode every single week per usual, but if I miss one, you know, it might happen. I'll be traveling to 2 different states, and also it's my birthday, and there's just a lot going on, a lot of logistics that are up in the air. So hopefully I can find time to record. So yeah, I'm gonna try to stay consistent. Again, I am having more free time than usual, so I think that I will, but I just wanted to set that out there in case it doesn't happen, you know, give y'all full transparency into the month that I'm having. It's just a lot going on. So yeah, I hope you guys have an incredible month. I hope you guys have an incredible week. I feel like a month is a lot. I'm sure I say that every single week, that I hope you have a great week, but hope you overall are just at a great point in your life, because I feel like I'm starting to get to a point where I'm just like straight up content with everything. And so I hope you guys feel that way as well. And I am so excited to hear you guys and what you think about this episode, because I think intuition is one of the coolest things that nobody understands, but everybody understands at the same time. And so let me know what you think about this episode, but I love you guys and I will see you guys next Wednesday. Bye y'all.